Hey, if you're enjoying the Potty Slam podcast and you want to support us, check us out on patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcasts. Now into the ring we go. Konnichiwa, listeners. You're tuned into the Potty Slam, a wrestling historical podcast where we talk about the locker room and beyond. And this is kind of a bittersweet episode. Mm-hmm. I'll lay it out right here. Next week will be the last show ever. Well, not the last show ever.
The last regular.
We'll explain after this particular subject. But I just want to give you a heads up. Next week is going to be the last regular show. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it at that until the end. And then we'll expound and explain a little bit more. I'm here. I'm Larry. Mm-hmm. April's here. She's April. I am. Josh is here. He's Josh.
Yes.
And we got a couple dogs and my wife's visiting in the studio as well. Drinking some wine. I've got a beer.
Yep.
Josh got an energy drink with a skull on it.
Because I'm metal.
He's so metal. And April has, I think, an appropriate subject.
I was thinking about topics we could cover for really our last topical episode, because I think next week was going to be a little bit more loosey-goosey.
So
I found a list, because it's me and I do lists, on the sportster.com that I think is really appropriate for tonight. 10 wrestlers who stayed in the WWE too long and 10 who left too early.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling people are going to fall on both sides of where we left. And
very true. Yeah. So let's see. The first one, and these kind of go every other, so one will be stayed too long and then one who left too early, like sort of a back and forth. This first one stayed too long. Chavo Guerrero Jr. Guerrero. That fell out of my mouth like hot dog shit. Yeah. So Chavo Guerrero Jr. stayed too long.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought that.
I didn't think so either.
He's in the he's been in the Glow series.
Oh, has he really?
Yeah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was in, went between WCW, WWE, ECW, has been in talks with TNA and Ring of Honor, but he's been doing it for over a decade, for quite a while. So, I don't know. I didn't watch.
I remember him as Kerwin White, the golfer.
I don't remember that.
Dolph Ziggler was his caddy.
Golf Ziggler.
Ah! Except this is when he was just leaving the Spirit Squad or whatever.
Oh, God.
So he was still using whatever name he was using in that, which I can't remember what it was.
So bad.
Now, Chavo Guerrero claims that he was never as successful in WWE because he says there's a prejudice against smaller wrestlers.
Just ask Rey Mysterio. Oh, he was champion.
No, wait. What? Sin Cara? No. Okay.
Which
really.
Sin Cara? All the Sin Caras?
All the Sin Caras.
Every single
Sin Cara eyes.
Sin Cara us.
What do you call a flock of Sin Caras?
A gaggle.
Yes, a gaggle of Sin Caras. He feuded with Hornswoggle for like months. He dressed up as an eagle to play Jack Swagger's mascot. And then just spent a ton of years on the low end of the card.
That's he's a good wrestler too. That's the thing. That's
you would think the namesake too.
Yeah, right. For sure. All right. Left too early. MVP.
He was okay.
He was good.
I never personally.
Oh my
cared
God,
for him.
These dogs stink.
No, it's their wine.
Wine doesn't smell like ass.
I don't know. That one smells funny to
Woof.
Me.
Wow. Yeah, so MVP.
Aaron's plugging your ears. It smells so bad.
Over the course of about 5 years of WWE, he really never made the next level, even though he was a decent wrestler.
He's one of those stories I wish we'd have gotten to. You smell that, right? That's a bad dog fart.
Oh, that's a dog fart.
Yeah. Oh, that's a dog fart.
That ain't my brand.
No, that's not mine either.
Oh, God.
But MVP, it was intriguing because...
Oh, I'm striking it, man.
I know.
We have an electric stove. I think we're fine.
MVP was robbed a casino boat before he became a wrestler.
That's really?
Future 08.
I know. It would have been a good one because he couldn't. This is why he couldn't travel internationally when he was in WWE.
Oh, interesting.
Just like the Hardys would always get injured before they would go, before WWE would go overseas.
Whoops.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Jeff Hardy like this past week?
Another drinking and driving.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And domestic.
Really?
His wife, I guess, punched him in the face because he got drunk again.
God. Oh, am I supposed to be surprised?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Sad story, man.
That dude, he just needs to
figure it out.
The thing is, he had done it for so long.
I know.
And then he fell off the wagon again.
And he fell off
hard. And the Usos are getting away with it, seems like to me.
I know. All right, so the next one.
We're all over the map.
Stayed too long. I don't know how you guys will feel about this one. Stayed too long, Billy Gunn.
He was, what, 11 years?
11 years in his first run with WWE. His first run. Peaked, though, when he was half of New Age Outlaws.
Yeah.
And when he was part of D-Generation X.
Then after that, he went to TNA, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Now he's with AEW.
Massive failed main event push where he won King of the Ring, I guess.
No kidding. Yeah. Why don't I remember that?
I don't either. Spent years following Attitude Era as a jobber. Bounced between tag teams with Big Show, Bob Holly.
Okay.
And most memorably, a pseudo-homosexual pair with Chuck Palumbo.
Chuck and Billy. Oh, Billy and Chuck.
So, yeah, by the time he was, like, in his mid-40s, people were, like, over it.
Yeah, you know what? Yes. I now that you bring up the Billy and Chuck thing.
Yeah. Well, and he was too old to get, like, a main event push. Right.
That's a bad angle to push.
Yeah, it really is.
See, the way you want to do it is you want to do it like R-Truth.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it right
at
his age.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I just hope he wrestles until forever.
He will. He's got the body for it.
True. All right, so the next one, left too early. This one I agree with, but I understand the circumstances. AJ Lee.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She was something of a harbinger of the 2015 Divas Revolution. Yep. She, before it was even kind of in the style of Divas, she wrestled a more serious, like, technical,
you know, the women's
style.
Revolution.
Yeah.
That's her.
Exactly. Yep.
And she was so young yet, like late 20s when she quit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's.
And how could she not quit? They fired her husband on his wedding day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She rejected the diva moniker and the culture of Total Divas because she wanted to be respected as a wrestler, which I totally get.
Mm-hmm.
She left WWE and announced retirement at the age of 28.
Wow.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's a writer.
Yeah,
she wrote a book, and I think they're trying to make it into a television series.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Didn't she? Or no, it was Punk that did a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine.
Oh, did you read them?
No. I'm saying they are fine. They don't need WWE.
No, they're very DIY. I thought maybe you'd read the comic book.
I'd like to.
Mm. All right, the next one, stayed too long. Tito Santana.
Yeah.
He was a company man for WWE who cumulatively worked over 12 years, starting run that started before and ended after Hulk Hogan's main run with the company. Mm-hmm. He was an upper mid card guy to tag team specialists and a jobber to the stars.
Which I'm pretty dog? Sure it's my dog, actually.
Yeah, he did come over to me at one point when the smell was real, when it was hitting us all. He looked up and like,
that's
him. He had like a smile on his face, like, it was me.
But yeah, Tito Santana, they rebranded him as El Matador in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah, that's
and it
right.
didn't work, that. Though. They, like, it just sort of fell remember flat. Remember,
they tried that with the Cologne brothers as well.
Yeah, that's right. They were, God, they were the Cologne. What? They've been
Los Matadors. Los Matadors.
Yeah, Los yeah. Matadors. And then they did the weird, like, they come to Puerto Rico.
I kind of liked it. I thought it was going somewhere. And then I thought it was stalled out.
Seemed like a lot of, like, pre-recorded again, stuff, and they weren't good enough to back it up.
No.
With that namesake, and they just rake them through the coals. Mm-hmm. It's like, you...
Are they still with the company?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I think they're still with the company, but they wrestle in their dad's...
Live show, or...
No, they wrestle in Puerto Rico, and their dad, under, with their dad, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Still going... Wow. I'm surprised Vince is... Well, that might be the reason why.
That probably helps. Mm-hmm.
And if WWE goes down there, I'm sure old man, because that his promotion is like is the big one down there.
I'm sure they got some sort of deal worked out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The next one. Oh, I miss this guy so much. Left too early. Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Just when he was starting. I thought starting.
Well, yeah, because right before he was he fired or did he quit? I'm not certain of the circumstances. He quit
to become an MMA fighter.
That's right.
Now he's an actor?
Yeah.
Yep.
Injuries got him.
Yeah. Well, because right before he quit or retired or whatever, he was King of the Ring. That was like his last big thing King before. Barrett.
And then he
didn't he
had just gotten back from an injury, got wins King of the Ring, got injured again.
Yep.
Concussion,
yep.
I think.
Yep, and that's what it says here. Main problem for Barrett was he seemed to keep getting injured, often at inopportune times to mess up whatever push he may have been getting.
I can't blame you. You can't push a guy if he's just injured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking at you, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, right.
Wait, no. Yeah, you know what? No, screw sure. you, Daniel Bryan.
Obviously, he did really well. His whole Bad News Barrett.
That caught on.
That was really funny.
The Nexus stuff was incredible, though. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they used that just to build him up, and it worked. Mm-hmm.
Like the when they first came into the WWE ring,
tore that ring apart.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Well, and he was in the League of Nations too. Back when that was.
Oh my God!
They had all the
Alberto Del like, was Alberto okay, Del Rio.
Do you Rusev. Have an accent? Rusev excellent.
Cesaro.
Mm-hmm. Sheamus. And.
BNB. I don't think Cesaro was part of it.
Cesaro wasn't in it.
No. Because I think at that time, Cesaro was working with Paul Heyman.
Oh, that's right.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't quote me.
If Heyman can't get you over.
Yes.
Wait. Why do I feel like Cesaro was in there? Because it was when did the whole rift between him and Sheamus start?
Just after that.
Mm-hmm. Was it just after?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was because that was just after him and Jack Swagger.
That's right.
We the people.
Oh, yeah. Jack Swagger.
Hey, speaking of Jack Swagger, literally next on my list, people who stayed too long. Jack Swagger. Jack Swagger.
Jack Swagger.
He had a really up and down decade. He was world heavyweight and ECW champion, but often spent inexplicably long periods of time off of TV. Would go from upper card to lower card to mid card. He asked for his release from WWE, which seemed everyone was like, oh, he still works here.
He, a really good wrestler, had the personality of a Windex bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
It makes
the same sound too. Windex.
Makes me wonder how he's going to do with AEW.
Yeah.
Same.
I mean, I don't know if he's just a body or not. Because if that's the case, I mean, the dude bulked up a bit.
He's going to look like a giant in that over there.
Right.
That's true.
Well, and that's this Sportster article said he may have been better served to have traveled a path like Drew McIntyre, leaving younger, killing it in the indies, and coming back to be more valuable star. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll see him again. Who knows?
Undefeated in MMA.
I'm back, bitches.
How many matches did he have? Two.
Like, and did you see the guys he fought?
Yeah,
they look tiny. Like me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, yeah, they weren't tiny. That's right.
They were short and a little rotund.
One of them was
one of them looked just like Kevin Owens, actually.
I say because I remember one of them actually had a decent enough record, but just probably towards the end of his career.
Yeah. All right, so the next one, left too early, is Lance Storm.
Left too early?
Yeah, that's
he was close to four. Well, I mean, you know, I guess age really in pro wrestling isn't as important.
He was successful in ECW and got a decent push in the upper mid card in WCW. But when he made it to WWE, he really didn't get a whole lot as far as big opportunities goes. He was only there for 4 years. He left WWE in 2005 and pretty much retired from wrestling. Yeah. He did a handful of indie shows. And now he's focusing more on training newer wrestlers.
His gimmick was he had no person. Like, he embraced the fact he had no personality.
Right.
I believe he owns a place he trains people now.
I'm looking at a picture of him and he looks like a pencil. Like, not his form, but just like his head and neck. Mm-hmm. Looks like the eraser of a pencil. It's very square.
Yeah.
He looks like an old shop teacher.
He's like the over aggressive middle school football coach who makes the kids work way too hard.
Those stretchy blue, little too short. Yeah.
Every time you see him, he's got one of those big rubber things that you stand on. You go like this, just perpetually always doing that.
It's a whistle, but it's like it's not even. He's like does math when he's and he's got a whistle.
He does it. He has a whistle on in the shower.
Yep. He just whistles for everything.
Literally never takes it off. It's like his cross. Yep.
Oh my God. All right. The next one, stayed too long. Mark Henry.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Man, he got one last main event push out of it though.
He did, but
he had a 2-decade plus run with WWE. He got a top dollar contract for a 10-year deal and was considered kind of a bust.
He was.
Because he was like a mid-card guy.
It took him a long time to figure it out, but once he figured it out.
Yep. Well, and after his original deal, it was like coming to the close, and then he finally started to get somewhere. Mm-hmm. He was top heel for WWE's version of ECW, then went on a tear as SmackDown's top villain, crushed Randy Orton, Big Show, Kane, feuded with Ryback.
The Hall of Pain.
And then that's when he faked his retirement.
We were there, at least my brother and I were there for that.
The
salmon suit. that man could dunk a basketball.
Really?
Yeah. That's how athletic he was.
Wow.
How much you ever weighed.
Well, that's the thing. You look at him, you just think he's a big, fat dude, but no. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
No.
Well, and it's interesting to look at him. If you compare him to Undertaker or Big Show, who have had the same, like, tenure of career, I think Mark Henry, it's the fact that he ended on a lower note, you know, that it sort of taints his...
taint. She said taint.
I don't know.
I see what you're saying. Like, a guy with a career that long and they just did not. It feels as if they didn't give him the send off that maybe he deserved.
No, I feel like, oh, Mark Henry's done. What? He's okay. I guess that happened.
They say you go out on your back.
Yeah.
Given the next.
Yeah, but that was like.
Guy at the rub.
I don't know. I feel like they did him a little dirty. I mean, could have pushed him a little harder for the end, but
maybe have like him I was lose expecting the win the belt and then lose it
right or like out. Having some kind of really interesting feud that people would like want to watch. I feel like I can't even remember who he feuded with before his career ended.
Was it Ryback?
Big Show?
We don't know.
Nobody knows. Right.
I remember that the fake retirement because that led to that Cena feud, which was really good.
Yep.
I know. Maybe after that he should have gone.
I feel like he had. Towards the end there wasn't there the big thing between him and Big Show?
I don't remember.
So it was like the big thing was like, oh yeah, these two monster dudes. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
It was obviously so captivating that we can't remember any of it. All right, the next one, left too early. Miss Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Gosh.
She was young too.
Can you imagine her if she would have been now?
I know. One of the most impressive women's raw athletes.
Oh, so Charlotte, 20 years plus.
Yeah, exactly.
Bigger, stronger version of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. She was with the company for just over 6 years, really? Had a successful run mostly as a heel with a few face moments and collected 4 championships. She retired young to start her family, and she has 2 kids with Edge.
Eliminated Kali out of the
that's right.
Royal Rumble. Yep.
That was a good moment. I love that. Yeah, you have to wonder how much more she's going to contribute.
Well, she's doing NXT, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then she's had a match recently. Yeah.
Oh, God. It was at the All Women's pay-per-view.
Yeah, sure. That's right.
So
and maybe I think she may have even wrestled the night after on that Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of those women from the 2000s, it seems like they're all having matches again, like Trish had one. Well, and
even with Mickie James coming back.
Yeah.
And she was, I mean, I don't know.
That was good.
Yeah.
I like that.
You just like Mickie James.
I do.
You like her country twang.
No, that music.
I'm on to you.
Oh my God.
No, that was her country swang.
Okay. This one I think should be number one, but whatever. Stayed too long. Jerry Lawler.
By the way, he's back.
God
I saw
it.
That. I can't with Jerry Lawler, man.
I get it. I get it. He's the contributions he's made to the world of professional wrestling. You can't take that away from him.
No.
And he's playing a character.
By the way, he came back and you're like, oh, he is still mm-hmm. better than what they've got.
Ouch.
I know.
He's got a character.
He's like an institution of WWE wrestling. I get that. He's been doing it for over 2 decades.
Between him and my wrestling guy, JR, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I would take JR over him.
JR. Okay. He's a little past his prime.
Well, they both are, yeah. I think. Yeah. But.
My favorite line of this particular passage on the sportster.com.
He needs better than both.
Oh, for sure.
Says, time has not been kind to Lawler's WWE legacy, though. His last in-ring rivalry was a largely embarrassing, drawn-out feud with non-wrestler Michael Cole. Meanwhile, Lawler went from a legit crowd favorite to sounding like a dirty old man in all of the most annoying ways possible mm-hmm. for forcing puns and making light of serious situations in the ring, which is exactly why I don't like him.
I like puns.
It's the dirty old man thing that weirds me out.
He nearly died in the ring. We covered that one.
We did.
Yep.
Or not in the ring.
Near the
because
ring.
Because of the ring.
Because he wasn't. Well,
because that he heart was attack in was, the ring.
I think that heart attack was going to happen no matter what. It just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not like I don't think it wouldn't have happened. Right. It probably just exacerbated it.
Yeah.
Right.
But man, he was lucky it happened where it did.
Yeah.
In front of thousands and thousands. Well,
with all that medical.
With all that medical attention. Because didn't they, I believe, was that your story?
That was mine.
It was yours. I think mm-hmm. you covered that, like, he was dead for 20 mm-hmm. minutes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So this one is a left too early that I think Larry might disagree with. Cody Rhodes.
Look.
Oh, boy. Hold your butts.
Left too early. I think he left on right at the right time. I think this could help him.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what he's doing, and then I don't think he'll ever come back. No. But
let me ask you this:
I don't think he's a main eventer. That's the thing.
We all know how we feel about Cody Rhodes, the wrestler.
He's good.
If Cody Rhodes, the mentor, Cody Rhodes, the protege of Dusty Rhodes, could that work for him as a mentor,
like as in
being a non. Performing talent.
I think he could be a performing talent. I just mm-hmm. don't think him as the main event.
No.
Doesn't.
He's a solid mid-card for me.
That's what I think, too.
Okay.
You know, I don't
hate the guy or anything.
No. The first line of this particular entry says, though he tends to get overlooked, Cody Rhodes may be the single best character actor of his generation of professional wrestlers.
I've never felt like I've disliked any of the angles he's took. I mean,
I didn't like Stardust, but neither did he.
It was his idea. That was a character he came up with when he was in high school.
Yeah.
The problem he said is that creative
mm-hmm.
had a different
wouldn't let
direction.
Him do,
yeah, do what he had in mind. We'll see. Know. Look, now he's going to have
I like him in AEW.
We'll see what happens.
He plays a good heel.
He's a good heel. I'm going to give it time.
Yeah.
Give it time. I think that
I'm more, it's not that I don't like him. It's like
everyone wants to worship him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's better than the Undertaker.
Mm. No. Mm-hmm.
This is number eight.
He's still pretty young too.
Yeah. So.
Very young.
So he yeah. Give it time. I think.
All right. The next one, Stayed Too Long, Sabu.
Yeah.
He had a long career. I think
he might still be wrestling.
He really only worked for a year with WWE, mm-hmm. but yet he somehow managed to overstay his welcome.
That's pretty much everybody thinks he overstays his welcome.
Yeah.
WWE was not the place for Sabu.
No, he spent a year in WCW as well.
He was an important figure when WWE relaunched ECW because he was one of the original promotion's most recognizable stars. It was fun to see him working under the WWE banner, but he was like a shell of his former self. It didn't work. He still looked crazy, but in his 40s, he just looked crazy and old.
That ECW was a shell of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just, he was
if you go wrong on Twitter, place, wrong he's time. Still playing that same character.
Of course.
I'm not even sure if it's a character.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you're right. I think that's just him.
I'm actually kind of scared of the guy.
Yeah. Watching Sabu began to feel more and more like watching an old dog waiting to get put out of his misery.
Ouch!
It's like, wow. Shoo, zing.
Sabu, that's my wife saying that, mm-hmm. not yeah. me. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to come here.
I'm reading this as a quote off the Sportster, just so you know. Just covering my ass here. The next one, Left Too Early, Ted DiBiase Jr.
Oh, you know.
I don't think he liked wrestling.
A personality, he just wasn't there.
No. And from what I understand, he kind of did it because his dad did it.
Yeah. Well, he fit the sort of WWE prototype. Mm-hmm. He was like muscular. He had the name. He was a good worker and he did well cutting promos.
But not like his dad.
No.
And I think that's the problem is everyone was like, oh, you're DiBiase's mm-hmm. son.
Right.
And that's why they kept him with the name Ted DiBiase mm-hmm. instead of giving him a fake name.
Like Curtis. Well, then they kind of repackaged Curtis Axel mm-hmm. as.
Yeah, you're not going to have him Henning.
Yeah. But then they still introduced him as Kurt Hennig's son.
Yeah,
exactly. But DiBiase, I mean, you want to talk about another one of the greatest heels ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going to be able to do what his dad did. It was a different generation.
Well, and he had a match where Randy Orton just annihilated him. And sort of after that, he was sort of lost in the middle to lower card with no sort of direction. He chose not to re-sign with WWE and to just sort of retire from wrestling. I think
he's a preacher now.
Hmm.
He's because he was a religious guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's a preacher now.
Yeah. This was actually right before before NXT took off. And a lot of people were hoping he'd sort of take a step back, do NXT mm-hmm. when it was still in its like beginning stages and then come back strong. But it didn't work out that way.
What was the name of that stable? I know you definitely weren't watching. It was Randy Orton.
Legacy.
Okay. Yep.
It's in my notes.
Okay. I was going to say, because it was what? DiBiase, Rhodes, and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Because I think at that time, Rhodes was wearing a mask. Ooh, as
yeah,
because
he had broken his nose and then kept the mask as a heel.
Yep.
Oh, man. This next one. This should be number one. I know I keep saying that.
Yeah.
But for real, though.
Song
Stayed
of the year.
Too Long. Woo! Ric Flair.
Well, how is he going to pay all those wives?
I mean, yeah, he's going to be the first human being to divorce himself to death. I thought until Larry King got his eighth divorce.
God. Obviously, Ric Flair. It's Ric Flair. He's like one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, but that doesn't mean you still have to be here when you're 97 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking rough. He was looking rough when he was in WCW.
Yeah.
But for him, you know, came back to the WWE ring. He kept getting complimented, like the sort of backhand compliments where people were like, you're doing great for your age.
Mm-hmm.
So
once I start hearing that, it's over.
Yeah. So when he started pushing 60 years old, McMahon finally pulled the trigger on a retirement angle. Flair didn't want to retire, but followed orders and did it with.
I'm sorry.
I love you.
And then proceeds to continue wrestling.
Yeah, right.
He's like the Eagles.
Yikes.
No, really, this is our last tour.
Yep. Oh, God. Yeah.
Steel wheelchairs tour.
It's a shame that younger fans will only know Flair as the old man who didn't seem to know when to quit. But I mean, really. And then they had that when he was coming to the ring with Charlotte and he just was creepy. And like, didn't he try to kiss one of the other girls? Or like, it got real fucking weird there for a minute.
Yeah, that creepy guy angle.
He had like the pervy grandpa.
Held two thing. Peaches.
Look at how big these peaches are. I like them big.
Check out, was that conspiracy therapy?
Yeah. It's the last conspiracy therapy when we did mail sack. All right. The next one, left too early. HBK, Shawn Michaels.
No.
Right on time.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
And he's one of those that thankfully only appears once in a while.
When Saudi Arabia throws enough money at him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Finds their pay-per-view, let them have what they want.
Even if it's Yokozuna.
Corpse.
Yeah, that's I mean. We want that macho man.
Macho man.
The guy with the beef sticks. The beef sticks.
But no beef stick.
The rapper with the beef sticks.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, his career got cut short with his back injury. Came back early 2000s, got a second chance, returned largely healed, gave another 8 years to his career.
Yowza.
And then, he'd made amends for his backstage reputation when he chose to retire. Gave the fans a series of dream matches with a new crop of stars. And
those WrestleManias with Undertaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. Yep.
And some good matches.
Really, I think he left on a high note as far as his career went. It wasn't like a Mark Henry where he was like,
Hootie Russell?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And look, I love HBK. HBK is one of my favorites of all time. But he could not go anymore.
No. It would have been nice to see an HBK CM Punk.
Mm-hmm. Woof. I think it'd be cool if there was a time machine to see HBK and like AJ Lee or AJ Lee. Yeah.
Wow.
AJ Styles.
That would be an interesting match.
AJ Styles and HBK would be a good match.
Well, you could do it on WWE 2K20.
That's right.
But no, you know, AJ Lee. Why not?
Sure. Make it a three-way.
Sure. It's not gay when it's in a three-way. All right. The next one, stayed too long, Curtis Axel. Obviously, we brought him up earlier, son of Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. He's been on the main roster for the last 7 years, and I can't even remember any of his matches.
He's got a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee there, I bet.
Here's the thing, Curtis Axel, great wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rock said he could go with anybody.
Yeah, just amazing. Mm-hmm.
He had a couple of wins, indecisive wins over Triple H and John Cena in 2013.
Beat Triple H twice.
Mm-hmm. He picked up the Intercontinental Championship. This was kind of where he peaked, though. Like
he had Paul Heyman beat Triple H, concussed him, so Triple H couldn't go anymore.
Yeah.
And then I think the other one was a DQ.
Okay. Hey, it's a win.
Yeah, especially Triple H doesn't exactly give out wins.
Right. I don't know what
again
is holding him back. I don't know if it's just
personality of a
toaster.
No, well, here's the thing. Think of the last few gimmicks he was thrown in.
Yeah.
You know, there was the thing with him
B-team.
And
the B team, that's right.
There's B team, and before that there was the where they were dressing up as was a Hogan and Savage, and then that was right after the they started doing it was when
the
whole sex tape thing happened. So they
abruptly quick abort mission on that. Yeah, and then they were the Miztourage.
Good Lord, yeah, they aborted that like a prom baby.
No kidding.
So, you know, the thing is everything he puts like, oh, this is good. This works. And then no, abort.
Yeah, the B team just kind of dropped off the face.
That's another one that like Bo Dallas, I've always liked him and he's just sort of exists. He's good in get NXT. The
same push that he got in NXT.
No.
He's too happy for Larry.
I don't know. It's just I don't think they've found a character for him that really.
I hope
works.
They do. I like him, but yeah,
not everything in the NXT works
right
for some reason. Like Adam, I was reading about. Remember Adam Rose? How huge he was in NXT.
Yeah,
they came up, and I was kind of like,
Dude, speaking of Adam, I was just going to say that. Have you seen pictures of Adam Rose?
Looks like a linebacker.
He does. Like, what happened?
Skipping
leg
day. He's
got to be taking roids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Skipping leg
day. He's skipping leg day.
Yeah. He's doing the Rock's diet plan.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. He. Last time we saw him, not that big, but now he's bigger
massive.
Than any guy in WWE.
He looks like a linebacker.
Yeah. All right, the next one, Left Too Early. CM Punk. CM Punk. This one's pretty obvious, I think.
Bummed. I got to see his last television match.
Was
it back now in Grand Rapids?
Cool. Yeah, I mean, obviously he was great at what he did, but it just wasn't going to work. You know,
no. They mistreated him.
Oh, yeah, I mean, for sure.
The courts agreed with him.
He was injured. He was burned out. He was over it. Like, no, they could have thrown any amount of money at him, and he wouldn't have taken it. I feel bad. I would have loved to have seen him continue wrestling just because.
He might see him back soon.
Possible.
Says every person for every three years.
Okay. Okay. I'll give you that, but. He's just signed with Fox to be the, and I think once he gets a little taste,
the money.
Do you think
that Saudi money?
Yeah, right. Do you think AJ Lee would come back if CM Punk did?
No,
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. This one, I don't know how I feel about this one, guys. Stayed too long, The Undertaker.
Yes.
Wow. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that as much as I did not like the way they ended it, I think that when Brock Lesnar beat him, that should have been it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yep.
They know he draws such a big reaction that he's a cash cow.
Yeah.
Like Vince McMahon isn't going to just stop booking Taker to come in and like do a tombstone and then like roll his eyes back and stick his tongue out. And then
those udders are raw and sore.
They are.
Wait, hold on. My memory is a little fuzzy here. Was it after Lesnar was when he laid his hat and his gloves and everything?
That was the after Reigns.
When he had that match at WrestleMania with Roman Reigns. Okay, so there's
two times now that I can think of that it should have been over. That was the
and he's going to wrestle, apparently he's going to wrestle this WrestleMania against God the Almighty. Fiend. That's the rumor. Of course, to take it with a grain.
Right.
Under grinder of salt.
A grain of cremated remains.
I mean,
a grain of ash.
At what point do you have to say, like, okay, dude, you're a legend and everybody loves you and they're upset that you're done, but gotta hang it up, man.
He's what, 57?
Late
50s, yeah.
So?
And, dude, you got a wife, you got kids, maybe even grandkids.
Well, his kids are retired now, I think.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't mind him showing up to make appearances. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see him wrestle because the whole time I'm biting my nails waiting for his hip to blow out.
Did you see that Goldberg match he had?
Yeah.
I mean, Goldberg did get knocked out in the middle of it. So,
you know, whatever. I don't even want appearances because the thing is the Undertaker of yesteryear, it worked. When he came in, he did the slow talks. Now it's just cheesy.
I thought it was cheesy all the time.
It was
because, well, I grew up when Ric Flair, like, it was presented as a sport,
right?
And then all of a sudden, it's like this hocus pocus Harry Potter wizardry stuff going on. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? And I never got it.
Yeah,
I mean, I get why he's popular, he's a very good wrestler, but like the character, like the same of the Fiend, I'm like, it's hokey to me.
I like the mask. It's a cool mask.
It's a cool mask.
Yeah, but no, it is cheesy, and that's why I don't want to see him do his 50-minute entrance just to come down and be like, "You will rest."
And have you heard of him out of character? He's like, "Hey, y'all!" He's like, he's got a Texas twang and everything.
peace.
Yes, he does. He's got a like a
Southern weird Texan drawl.
God,
like that.
Yep.
But again, it's cheesy, but it's yeah. I can handle. It's one yeah. character,
right?
It's one character.
All right, you ready for the last one? This is a left too early.
Ooh, okay.
Kurt Angle.
No.
He
was a yeah. mess.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too.
He needed that time
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Which again. He didn't take.
In 2006, WWE management confronted him about needing to take time off. He was dealing with multiple very serious injuries and was
possibly addicted to painkillers.
Had a painkiller issue. Yeah. They wanted him to come back and remain a big contributor, and he didn't want to take time off. So he left WWE prematurely and then signed with TNA. Mm-hmm. He actually wrestled with TNA longer than he has with WWE.
That's crazy to think about.
And Angle yeah. says he became a better wrestler in TNA.
He put some of his best matches yeah. there.
Obviously, he's wrestled with Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, and he probably never would have if he would have stuck with WWE.
Well, he would have eventually.
Yeah, true.
If WWE didn't boot him.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was nice to see him, you know, in a... like an on-air management, you know, not mm-hmm. an in-ring role.
And
yeah.
when he did do in-ring, it was like, I remember that.
Yeah. It was like believable, but not ridiculously.
He could go in like short spurts. He could still
yeah, play. For sure. So
it was fun when he did the Shield thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. I forgot about that.
That was pretty cool.
That was.
I thought the Jason Jordan thing was cool.
I thought that was cool.
I thought that was starting to work, and then he got injured.
And he never came back.
I forgot all about that.
Oh, okay. I guess I was the only one who liked that.
That was, weird,
because it was like,
it was starting to go somewhere.
I thought for sure it would be Chad Gable.
Yeah, that would have made more sense, but, you know, McMahon's got to have his, I'll be shocked if he's a black guy.
Well, yeah, Chad Gable would have made perfect sense.
Chad Gable is even like built like Kurt Angle.
Yeah, he's a little shorter than yeah. him, but yeah,
built it's real athletic. Stocky. Mm. Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. Mm. So I mean, personal opinions. You guys have ones that stay too long.
Hogan, obviously.
Hogan stay too long.
I guess in WWE, no, he probably left at the right time because mm-hmm. he then reinvented himself in WCW.
Right.
But as far as a career goes, I mean, he wants one more match.
Oh, fuck.
I read a thing today where he said if he could change anything in his life, he would have never done the leg drop. He would have done the sleeper hold.
Makes sense.
He's like, I had the largest arms in the world. Why didn't I make that my finisher, brother?
Well, that leg drop is
messed his back up. He says he's like 4 inches shorter because of that.
Oh, my God.
He's compressed his spine so much. Yeah,
jeez.
I mean, it's almost the exact same thing, but I would say Savage. You know, he left WWE, went to WCW.
Yeah, it wasn't quite.
Wasn't as good.
Wasn't as good. Bret Hart.
Mm-hmm.
They squandered him.
Yeah.
I would say, and this is, because I saw this article today about Bret Hart talking about Bill Goldberg and how he feels he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. You know, the made up thing because of the fact that he brought up how many people has he injured over the years and got away with it.
Well, they brought him up too soon, but that's not Bill's fault.
Right.
Well, he just felt hurting people
was reckless, but guess what? He put butts in the seats and that's what puts you in the Hall of Fame.
It's true.
Sure.
The fake Hall of Fame.
That being said, Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that he should have, when he retired, he retired. And even the WWE run that he did, I was like, okay. But like coming back for these other matches, it's like, come on, man. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the point in having a 30-second squash match with Dolph Ziggler.
Here, I'll go controversial. Mm-hmm. Chris Jericho.
Whoa. You know what? I will slightly disagree. Not fully, but slightly. He's still a namesake that he's bringing butts in for AEW. I don't think that he's going to be that head guy very long. I will say give it 2 years.
I'm just for WWE.
Mm-hmm. For WWE, you know,
I thought his last run wasn't
with Owens.
Yeah.
The Festival of Friendship.
Friendship. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that was pretty good.
I'm not.
But I like seeing him in like a more comedic, like a sort of backwards comedy heel thing. I thought it was fun. I like him.
I said it was controversial.
Did you know he was in Sharknado 3? He's in one of the Sharknado films. He gets eaten by a shark.
That's cool.
On a roller coaster.
Yeah, he's a roller coaster ride guy that like pulls the thing.
Oh, I thought maybe he was redoing the who's the handsome model who got hit in the face with a seagull.
Fabio.
Maybe he's doing a Fabio thing where he gets hit in the face with a shark.
No, it was something.
He's actually going to be in the new Jane Silent Bob movie as well.
Yep.
As the main villain.
Jane Silent Bob are doing another movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Is it?
It's going to have
Jane Silent Bob.
Yeah. And it's got Dante is coming back to play Dante.
Oh, really?
They have, both Clerks guys. So they Randall and Dante.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
To see if it's
any good. And then they're talking about, Clerks three.
Yeah.
They're working on too.
Two was meh.
Not good compared to one.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Clerks one is like a freaking classic.
I just watched that for the first time, like recently.
So good. Like, it's so brilliant because it's so low budget.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And how they can make that interesting.
I know.
Like, that interesting.
Being in a convenience store.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I really thought that I was going to dislike the whole black and white thing, but it really just adds a lot.
Color would ruin
to it. Yeah.
I don't think it would have changed it.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have ruined it. It wouldn't have made it any better either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the big reasons, or another reason why they did it, because they filmed at night for a lot of scenes.
Oh, I figured it was for the money. Well, which is why
the gate was also down. The front store gate, and they said there was gum in the lock, so that way they could film at night.
Oh, no kidding. Yep. Oh, they weren't even supposed to. They weren't even supposed to be in there? Or?
No, they were. It's just that way.
You couldn't see outside when they were in the building.
Oh, okay. Because
you would look out and it's dark, but it's supposed to be taking place during the day.
Okay.
But no, my goal is I want to get her to watch all the View Askew films because I've watched all of those movies so many damn times.
Mm-hmm. Some are good. Most are good.
Best one is probably Mallrats.
That's the one I haven't seen yet.
What?
I know.
Mallrats. Oh,
I think I've seen all of them, but that one.
Most people say Chasing Amy, though, is the worst.
It was. Yeah, I would say it probably was.
Just because it's serious. It's a serious film.
The one where, oh, God, what's it? Dogma. That was really good.
Dogma was really good. Really That's good. Why whenever I make the reference about Alanis Morissette being God, most people don't catch it. But I'm like,
she would play George Carlin. He has that brief appearance.
Oh, welcome to Potty Slam, a View Askew.
I know. Wow. We're just really bullshitting it here because we're trying to avoid the sad truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll just begin it and we can kind of go from there. Mm-hmm. It's done. This is the last
normal
episode story you'll get for a while. Mm-hmm. A door is closing and the door will not be locked, so we can come back at some point.
How do we say this? Like, those of you that have, I'm sure a lot of you guys come from Conspiracy Therapy. That's like our main flagship show on our Beer City Media network. And we do a lot of shows. April, Larry, and I are on all four podcasts.
Because we have two bonus shows on Patreon, which we always advertise about.
And then Conspiracy Therapy is every week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pulling back the curtain a little bit, that's a lot of time for us to, you know, research, record. Larry edits, and you know, it can be pretty tough.
We almost ended this before one other time,
right around 100,
and we kind of got a little juice, and we took that as far as we could go.
Well, yeah. Do you remember why we got our juice?
Because we were angry.
No, it was the night that you were like, we were going to talk about this being done, and then Josh was like, guys, I got a message. From
an individual
with a well-known podcast network. That's right. And then Larry was like, oh, and we were like, oh, and that didn't happen.
And then after that was anger that fueled me the rest of the
way. We were fueled with rage for several months.
So, but the thing is we don't want to say, well, this isn't a forever goodbye.
No, definitely not.
But I think that if we do any wrestling related stuff, it's going to be on that
Patreon.
Which is going to give you guys all the more reason to, you know, subscribe. And we've talked about stuff.
Yeah, we're not going to do an advertisement here, but
no,
but
you know where to find it.
Yeah. Patreon.
Start the show over if you want to hear the
information. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it's just, we feel like this is kind of ran its course. This feels like it's a good time.
We don't want to stay too long or leave too early.
And I think that's what we're doing. We're hitting our sweet spot here.
Yep.
This is a sweet spot.
By the way, you do get one more episode. Ask us questions on the group page.
We will make a post on the group page, both in the closed group.
We're going to talk I don't know. We're going to talk about just
whatever you want. Ask us whatever you want.
We're going to reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that you guys might actually see a post before this episode is live because we don't know exactly yet when we're going to record that episode.
But we do want to get the questions out there.
But we want to get the question out there. That way you guys can ask us questions. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. We'll figure it out. When we do the post, we'll say, hey, can you guys answer by this time?
Yeah.
Right. Sounds indeed. Good. Wow.
Yeah.
This is weird.
It is.
It's not going to be as weird as next episode. Yeah.
We'll have to end it with like Green Day. Another turning point. That seems like a good.
Yeah. We'll sing it ourselves.
Acapella. Yeah. Okay. I have a guitar. I can play that song.
But, of course you can.
If anybody could, it'd be him.
Yeah.
It's definitely not me. I can play it on keyboard, maybe.
I can't.
Kazoo, for sure.
I play drums. Like,
actually,
I can't play it on drums.
I actually have a recording of me doing that song on my SoundCloud.
I'm bringing my kazoo, and you bring your guitar.
We'll play it on.
Can you play the bongos?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Play the cat.
Right. Okay, so a kazoo, guitar, and bongo.
Mm-hmm. And a campfire.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is. You're not going to want to miss that.
No. Okay, bye. At last, the long wait is over. The weight is off my shoulders. I'm taking all control, yeah. My mind set so free. I'm where I want to be to get the best of me. Too long. Can you feel it? Too long. Can you feel it? So true, the good feeling's coming through. My mind set so free. I'm where I want to be to get the best of me. Too long, can you feel it? 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 This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.